It's the ride, Chub Rock, Sound Man, baby, putting it down for a brand new year, 2015. I tell you, I'm looking forward to the rest of this year already. I'm so happy to get 2014 on gone. I don't think y'all understand.
Oh, no, that's right.
Whew. In the studio, ladies and gentlemen, they're on a brand new show. Or they're on a new, I don't think the show is new, but they're on the show now. Let me say it like that. Okay?
We're new on the show.
You're new on the show. There you go. It's Selena and Kiwan.
Yes, sir.
Kiwan and Selena.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I gotta be fair about that thing. You
right.
know, man of the house.
That is true.
You know, gotta show love. In the house, and you guys are now on a couple's reality show.
That is correct.
It is called Marriage Boot Camp.
Marriage Boot Camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's on WeTV.
And when is it on?
Comes on, it premieres Friday at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central.
January 9th?
This Friday, January the 9th.
January the 9th.
All right, so let's just break it down. Marriage Boot Camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it sounds.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Off the chain.
Boot
it was
camp.
A stress sandwich and a crying fest. And I would have never thought that it would have been this detailed and descriptive and all up in your business. It was tough.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was good. We went to get some real healing. You know, we are already been in couples therapy, hence the mm-hmm. name of my album,
right.
Chapter 6 Couples Therapy, which I wrote based on our life. And so we wanted to further our therapy. We thought this would be a great way to do it. Plus, they're going to pay us to do it. Oh, this is a turn up.
Yeah,
you know,
works.
This makes sense. You know, so we get there and the drills, I mean, you guys won't even see all the drills.
Right.
But, I mean, we went through the entire program. The drills were tough. It was
wow.
real deep. Getting all up off into your business and finding mm-hmm. out what the issues really are.
So how long have Selena Johnson and Kiwan Garris been married?
Well, we've been married 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be
together
8 in May.
Together 9.
10
and
in May.
So,
is this the first time you've done something like this?
Yes.
Together, yes.
Okay, so you've done some individual things.
She did the reality thing.
He don't fool with TV.
Right.
I was chilling in the background.
Yeah. I mean, but you've been on television as a retired
right.
NBA player.
Basketball.
So,
exactly.
But it ain't all up in this
right.
business
but
like
it,
that.
It's get on the court, do your thing. Get off the court, sign some autographs.
Couple
right.
interviews.
All right, baby, see
room.
Y'all later. I'll see y'all in practice
exactly.
tomorrow.
So if you're not doing anything crazy, the cameras aren't following you all day.
Ain't following you at
so
all.
Now you got a taste of what she's been going through
mm-hmm.
for a while now.
Yep.
And when I tell you, even before it started, I was like, no, we're not doing it. But then, you know, I had to man up and be like, okay, we got to do this for our marriage and for the kids and for – you know, all the marriages out there in the world that's afraid to get that therapy, we'll do it for y'all.
Well, stick around. We're going to talk a little bit more. We got Selena Johnson and Kiwan Garris, husband and wife, in the building. They're on a new reality show, and they're going to show you what they went through. And I want to hear some more about this because the Marriage Boot Camp reality series, it kicks off this Friday, or this season kicks off this Friday, 9 o'clock on WeTV.
Yep.
And I think this song kind of works because – looks like you guys are good. Hopefully this
we
boot
are.
Camp made you stronger.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Come on,
stick around. We've got Selena Johnson in the building and her husband, Kiwan Garris. And they are, of course, you know Selena Johnson from music and from R&B Divas. And Kiwan Johnson from the NBA. I'm sorry, Kiwan Harris
Garris.
From the NBA. Garris, I'll get it right. You know, I'm tripping. Kiwan Garris from the NBA. And this is the first time that I'm aware of that the two of you are on a reality series today, because I never saw you on
R&B Divas.
No, I was
chilling. Leave me out of it. Let the women fight. I can't
okay,
do it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, that's not fair. We don't just fight.
Okay. She said we don't just fight. But there is some fighting involved.
There's some good old
we don't just
good
fight.
Good old arguments.
There is some fighting involved.
We argue before we fight. We don't just fight.
So you say that this was a good experience for both of you to go through the reality boot camp. The show, of course, this Friday, January the 9th, 9 o'clock on WeTV. But it's a marriage boot camp. What kinds of things did it make you do? You say you had some crying involved, some honesty involved, some...
drills you had.
We had to tell all our business.
Oh, my goodness.
It was, we had to give
lie
it all.
Lie detector tests.
Lie detector
really?
Tests.
You, you had it tests. All, whatever.
It was
paint,
no change.
Paint gun.
Oh, we got, oh, my goodness. One time we had to line up and, like, we had to do this drill where everybody had on these, like, Michael Myers suits mm-hmm. and these masks, paintball suits.
Okay.
And one couple would go and be, like, execution style, like, one on one post, one on another. And I have to say, like, we had an argument earlier. We had to argue over these issues. So who won the argument? Whoever you felt won the lost the argument, actually, got shot. If you didn't lose, you didn't get shot. And each couple had to do that. And, like, I remember the Tyson and Rachel were the first couple, and Tyson had welts all over his body because the paintball shots. We were padded up, but it still wasn't good enough.
He kept losing.
He lost bad. Bad. They shot him. I shot him because I wasn't getting ready to shoot Rachel. You know, I told him afterwards I had to shoot your player because I'm not shooting Rachel.
How about that?
You're the man. Take the shot.
So who is all right? So Tyson and Rachel are on the show. Who else is on the show with you?
Natalie Nunn and her husband Jacob.
Okay.
And Heidi and Spencer.
Heidi Montag and Spidey. Spencer.
Spidey. And Aviva Reed Drescher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
So it was a very interesting cast. And Selena Johnson and Kiwan Garris.
Exactly.
Selena Garris and Kiwan Garris.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. So this Friday, I guess we're going to get to see and we're going to get to kind of peer into your relationship.
You will see. Yeah, you're going to go right on into it. You're going to go right on into it. Now, we held some things of our own.
Okay.
Just because we felt they were sacred, like our stepson and his, you know, our blended family,
okay.
the details of that, because we felt like they did not sign up for this show
right.
and that they should not be dragged into the realm of reality television
gotcha.
Or be subject to it. And I didn't want my son, my stepson who's 13, to be ridiculed in school
mm-hmm.
and, or
mm-hmm.
his mom mm-hmm. for that nature because mm-hmm. she's in the school system. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that the world can be cruel.
Cruel.
And I just didn't want them to be involved in that in any way.
Yeah.
So we left that entire element out of the show. But.
That And I admire you for that. I mean, because you do have to think beyond.
About the people.
Right.
You can't think of yourself.
Right.
And it's supposed to be about us,
right.
but it's actually about
everything
everybody
that is
around
dealing
us.
With, yeah.
Exactly.
And what we're dealing with as far as people.
Because those things influence who you
Everybody.
Are and how you relate.
Exactly.
And they brought my father on the show.
Oh, really?
I was devastated.
Really?
I was absolutely devastated, and I wanted to run the other way when I saw him coming. Mm-hmm. My father is Seal Johnson, legendary blues artist,
right.
soul artist from the 70s.
Right.
And he is still in the 60s and 70s.
Wow,
and,
really? So you just didn't know
it was. It was an eventful, most ridiculous moment. And I saw him. I wanted to say, why are you here? And
that was another one of the drills.
That was a drill.
Really?
I had to forgive
had
my
to
father.
Forgive whoever you
hurt
had
you in your life.
Issue, like, issue with growing up or mm-hmm. whatever your case may be.
Hold that thought. We got to hear some more about this show. It's coming
was,
up. It's the ride. I'm trying to tell you. Selena Johnson and Kiwan Garris in the building. And the show is this Friday on WeTV,
mm-hmm.
January the 9th at 9 o'clock. Make sure you check it out. But we're going to learn some more in just a bit. Hold on. We're Magic 107.5, 97.5. The ride. Chet Rock, Simon and Baby. That, of course, is Let Us See and I Blame You. I can see a lot of that being said in a marriage boot camp, but we've got the Garrises in the building. We've got Selena Johnson Garris and her husband, Kiwan Garris, in the building. And, of course, they're on the reality show Marriage Boot Camp this Friday on WeTV, 9 o'clock. And we were just talking about the show and talking about this process in general. And I'll say that, you know, there are a lot of reality shows out there, and we were kind of talking about this a minute ago out there, and there are a lot of, you know, there's not really anybody's reality on some of those shows.
That's
really
true.
Not.
Right. It's not.
You know, I mean, they make up stuff. They create scenarios and circumstances that really aren't real, but a marriage boot camp is real, and a relationship is a very fragile thing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy that you guys went through this and that you feel like it benefited you personally.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we came out stronger.
Mm-hmm. Definitely individually, you know, you always have to look within yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then be able to give yourself to that other person, or give yourself to that relationship. Or for me, that was one of the issues I had. You know, growing up, you know, father, mother, you know, they was absent. But mm-hmm. my mom came along when I started college, and we reconciled that relationship, but never reconciled with my father. And I think it hurt, you know, some of my relationship with my wife
mm-hmm.
at that time. So going through the therapy and all that really helped me realize what I was doing in the relationship that was wrong, and helped me bring it out of me to give her all of me instead mm-hmm. of just parts of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about you, Selena? What did you take from this?
I learned that I have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I've developed it from my career. And because I have anxiety, I have low tolerance, low patience. And because of that, that causes lack of understanding, because you don't have the patience to take the time to, you know, try and understand your mate. And again, learning that about myself, learning that I really don't, I have to, it's hard for me to pay attention at times because there's so much going on in my life. You know, and learning about, I always say when we have interviews, I learned about the light bulb theory. Like, you know, something could happen to me early in the daytime, mm-hmm. which will turn the light bulbs off for me and my husband at night. And so when it's time for us to be intimate, my light bulb has been turned off since early for something that has nothing to do with him.
Right.
But then he takes it personal, like it's about him.
Right.
And, you know, and vice versa. So learning that gave me release a little bit of stress, because I thought something was wrong with me. You know, when really things affect you
yeah.
know, in the outer world that can affect your relationship subconsciously. You don't even know that that's happening.
As the old people say, you know, it's not the straw that broke the camel's back. It's all that other stuff that was piled
that
on
was
there
on top of
the straw,
camel
right,
in the first place.
In the yep. first place, you know. Mm-hmm. So when the straw hit, it's like, whoa, you know,
whoa.
Where did that come from?
Yep.
And so I'm happy to hear that you guys are moving forward together, you know, and Seven years together.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So I'm 21 years in. Y'all gonna be like me in a minute.
We're trying to catch up.
Hey, man, take your time. You're gonna get there.
I'm we
sure.
ain't got nothing but time.
Yeah.
Got nothing but time with two little ones running around.
Oh,
now.
My God. Just get them 18 and get out. Lord Jesus.
I'm ready to put them out right
oh,
now.
That
I've been
Christmas
trying to
break
find
took
a
me
job.
Out. If you don't get these little dudes out of my house, get them in school.
They might have to change the bylaws and let 7-year-olds and 4-year-olds work.
Exactly. I know, right? Okay. They need something to do.
My 7-year-old, yeah. we took this dude to school today. Didn't even know he didn't have school. That's how much school we wanted to get him. We took him to school like, y'all going to open these doors because he's coming today.
Now, that's funny. That is funny.
And the other one, we left him. We kept him in the school.
That's hilarious. Well, if you would give Atlanta one more reminder about the show, and sell them. Tell them, you know, check you guys out this
Marriage
Friday.
Marriage Boot Camp coming WeTV this Friday, January 9th. What time is it starting? 9 p.m.?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
And don't forget to get Chapter 6 Couples Therapy. It's my latest album that just came out. It's also in conjunction with the concepts of Marriage Boot Camp. You
okay.
know, I actually sing something. I do a little sum on the show that kind of is from the album. So it's impromptu, you know.
Okay.
It had something to do with one of the drills. And I just want people to understand. I just want couples. We did this for couples because we know that it gets hard in marriages and mm-hmm. relationships, but divorce is not always the first. It shouldn't be the first option.
Right.
You know, marriage is for better or for worse.
That's
remember
right.
the vows, and you know, try the vows first.
That's right.
Try the vows, and then if it's just ridiculous, okay, then you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. But it shouldn't be the first option. Sticking together is, you know what I'm saying, is so much more. It's worth so much more than breaking apart.
And don't think you crazy because you feel like y'all have to go through some kind of therapy to make the thing work.
Therapy is cool.
Therapy is great.
And don't listen to your friends.
Oh, man.
Don't listen to them. Mm-mm. Especially non-married friends.
Okay.
Because they don't get it.
Right.
You know, and you can last through all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about things that you think you wouldn't last through.
Mm.
That's why it's better or for worse. And you shouldn't be judged for sticking and hanging in there with your husband or wife. Actually, that makes you the stronger couple, that you can actually stick and hang in there through things.
I'll leave you with this. I once ran into a young lady. She was like 20. And she says, oh, she had a pain. And she says, man, I'm too young for these pains. I'm supposed to get married, have kids, and get a divorce and do all the things people are supposed to do. I'm like, whoa, baby. Get a divorce.
Yeah. That's not the option.
That's not supposed to be pre-programmed.
That's not when you signed up for.
And it is, and a lot of people, and that's why a lot of marriages fail, because they're thinking of divorce.
Well, they want to put on the white dress.
And it's not an
option. They want to go to the show. They want the marriage and the bridesmaids. And and then when you take all the dress off and the bridesmaids, everybody go home.
Right.
It's the same two-step.
How about that?
But now you owe this person. Now you're together on the two-step. You know, it's a one-step now.
That's right.
You know, and it's, you know, your individuality is now everything is one. And a lot of people are selfish. They don't really know that it's a compromise beyond belief, and then they be like, oh, well, I could always get a divorce, you know.
Well, thank you guys for joining us today. Catch the show this Friday on WeTV, Marriage Boot Camp.
Marriage Boot Camp.
It's going down.
It's going down.
The Garrises are in the building. Selena Johnson Garris and Kiwan Garris, thank you guys both.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
We're Magic 107.5, 97.5, WAMJ Roswell, WUMJ Fayetteville.